So this is the great insight with which we're concerned especially tonight. This is the great lightning flash, as it were, that Zarathustra teaches the overman, teaches that man is something that shall be overcome, and asks, what have you done to overcome him? That means, of course, to overcome yourself. Other lesser flashes follow, and these other flashes show us how Nietzsche arrived at the concept of the overman. And we find, perhaps not surprisingly, that he arrived at it in much the same way that we've arrived at it in these lectures, arrived, that is to say, at the concept of the higher evolution, at the concept of the new man. Nietzsche, quite clearly, quite explicitly, arrived at the concept of the overman by a consideration of the general nature of the evolutionary process. Zarathustra, in this prologue, or rather Nietzsche, points out that so far in history, all beings have created something beyond themselves. They never stopped. They never came to a halt. Every being, every kind of being, has created something beyond itself, has given birth, as it were, to something higher than itself in the evolutionary scale. And Nietzsche, through the mouth of Zarathustra, says that there's no reason to suppose that this process will stop with man. He says, clearly, explicitly, the ape created man, and in the same way, and an even higher way, an even better way, more glorious way, man himself must now create the overman. And how does man create the overman? Man must create the overman by overcoming himself. And this means, Nietzsche goes on to say, that he must learn to look down on himself, to despise himself, to be dissatisfied and discontented and disgruntled with himself. Because it's only when he begins to look down on himself that he can begin to rise above himself and be something higher and greater and nobler than he was. But it's very important to make clear, it's very important to point out that Nietzsche was not a Darwinian in the popular sense of the term. For Nietzsche, the overman is not simply, or will not be simply, the latest, the last product of the evolutionary process. It's not that the evolutionary process just goes on and on and on, and then up comes the overman. In other words, the overman will not be produced automatically, will not be produced as a result of the general blind functioning of the evolutionary process. In fact, we find in his writings, in his works, that Nietzsche distinguishes quite sharply between what he calls the last man, on the one hand, and the overman himself, on the other. And the last man is that simply the latest product of the general, the collective, evolutionary process of humanity. The last man is not a higher type. The overman, that is to say, will be the product of the individual man's effort to overcome himself, to rise, to soar, if you like, above himself. And it's on account of this distinction which he makes between the last man on the one hand and the overman on the other, that Nietzsche is able to dissociate himself from superficial 19th century ideas of human progress. Ideas to the effect that progress continues indefinitely, and man becomes better and better, higher and higher. Nietzsche does not accept that. In other words, man is not becoming better automatically simply by virtue of the passage of time. We have to do something about it. Man isn't becoming better automatically by virtue of the passage of time, but he can make himself better if he so chooses.